Coming up on this show.
There was a man in my kitchen holding a knife. Locked myself in the bedroom, threw a bookcase against the wall. He was banging on the door.
I was like, I jello wrestled once.
Jeez. Whoa, what?
Outside of, a church. Maybe it was Vaseline wrestling. What is the other?
Vaseline? How is that any better?
It's getting worse. PK's
podcast show. Why was Dumbo sad? He felt irrelevant.
I don't get that.
Irrelevant?
Oh, I get it now. Tune Your Horn Tuesday. How are ya? French PK here, right across me, lovely wife here. Her name is Denise. Hello, Denise.
Hello.
Hey, look at that. Hey, Duran.
Hello.
What's up, kid?
What's up, man?
What's up, bro?
Nothing.
Long time no see.
Yeah.
All right.
It hasn't even been 24 hours.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, yeah.
Why did it feel like so long then? I don't know. I think that's a compliment. It was meant to be a diss, but then it just clicked that more of a compliment. Than
yeah, it really is.
We got $500 to give you with What's That Noise. Still, we need to get a winner. All right? It's been like 500 guesses. I don't know how many, but I feel like a lot of guesses.
Over 350.
Whoa, you wrote it up on the board.
Sure did.
Look at you go.
50.
Denise, working on some news. What do you have?
Yes, the truth is out there. Talking about UFOs.
Oh.
The first public hearing in over like 50 years happening later today. I'll discuss it coming up in top three things.
Oh. Okay, I was really excited for that news because first I thought it was another X-Files movie.
Right out the gate today, huh?
Yeah.
I thought that they already had the hearings and stuff. No.
No.
Apparently not, huh?
This is a tease, so we're going to talk about it in the top three stories. Oh.
All right. Well, let's properly kick things off here on this on the show. We try to be as interactive as possible, and that's why we start the show off with your comments. Your first comments, because the people must be heard!
What's up, y'all? It's Jax. To the guy who invented zero, thanks for nothing.
Remember, I asked for some jokes yesterday.
Oh, there it is. A joke.
Got it. There it is.
Oh.
I love it when y'all drop us jokes because, it takes Duran a little bit of time to figure out what the punchline means.
Yeah.
And it's so rewarding when I see his face light up as it actually hits him.
Can February, March? No, but April, May.
I get that.
Why was Dumbo sad? He felt irrelevant.
Hmm.
I don't get that.
Irrelevant?
Oh, I get it now.
A cross-eyed teacher couldn't control his pupils.
Pupils as in eyeballs.
I can't explain how many of these in my brain at all times.
Wait, that was a joke?
No, I just wanted to see what you'd say.
I was trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you one more.
Okay.
How did the picture end up in jail? It was framed. All right, bye.
We were also talking about hiccups and what was it? We read something or we had an instant voice note that said, you look like a fish. That's what it was.
Oh, and you're supposed to stop hiccuping.
Yeah, if somebody says that to you, you can't say it to yourself, but if somebody says it to you, then your hiccups are supposed to go away. Listen to this instant voice note.
Okay, so I was with my best friend at Olive Garden, and when we left, she started having hiccups. And I thought immediately, oh my God, the listener, she said to think of strawberries or say strawberries.
Was it strawberries?
It was strawberries.
The fish thing? The fish thing then was for...
Yeah, there was a fish thing.
Yeah, no, there was.
I'm 100% sure it was fish.
1,000%, yeah.
Now, it's definitely strawberries because I actually got a video of it working from another listener about strawberries.
Can you bring that up?
Yes.
I think strawberries was the result to you look like a fish, which is also supposed to work.
So I started saying, strawberries, strawberries. My friend looked at me all crazy like, what? I said, think of strawberries. Say strawberries. She said it a couple times. She thought about it and nope. Didn't work.
Oh.
She kept on with her hiccups. So sorry, listener, but that strawberry thing didn't work for her. Bye.
That's because it's fish, right?
Yeah, you look like a fish.
That's why it didn't work.
And then you're supposed to say that to your friend, not the other way around.
I don't know what's going on. Maybe the full moon from yesterday, but no.
Oh, your phone's all locked up.
I can't get the video.
You got a 404.
Unfortunately,
but you saw the video once and can just tell me what happened.
No, I didn't even click it. I was waiting until we were on the show live to watch it, but I can't pull it up.
Is our Wi-Fi down? Remember I was talking about how like AT&T now is
for
whatever reason? I asked, that was a question that I asked. In fact, I have an instant voice note right now about that because we're paying for 24/7 service and I don't know what the heck has been going on, but like the last like, couple of weeks, it's just been going in and out like all the time.
Especially, AT&T charges a lot of money for internet
too. Yeah, because
I
got the high speed ones because of the show.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I got it. I got off Wi-Fi, but no, I just have, it's just frozen.
See, that's what I'm talking about right there. That means that it is our Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Because I'll get off of it, and then I'll, like, all the pictures on, you know, my news site come up.
Oh, boy.
PK, it's Claro. Here's what you do. You call your service provider. You tell them you want to cancel your service, and then they're going to give you a discount just for staying. So that's all you got to do. It might take you a little bit of time getting through to answer somebody, talk to somebody, but that's the only thing you got to do.
Claro, thanks for the instant voice note. By the way, anytime you want to answer a question, maybe you have a question for us, you'd like to correct us, you want to just say what's up, anything on your mind, hit us up. You can leave us an instant voice note. Ivan, go to pkndk.com on a cell phone. You'll see where it says Ivan. Hit that button. Your comments come right to us. You were able to get the video to work?
I think so.
Because AT&T's back up and running here.
No, this is just 5G.
Oh.
Yeah, still off the
great
Wi-Fi.
You're good. No more hiccups. Amazing.
I had 2 hiccups and I was
good. Did you think of strawberry?
The strawberry thing worked.
Okay. Well, man, I can't wait to get hiccups so I could test it on somebody.
Can we give ourselves hiccups? Because now we're 50-50. It's like a flip of a coin now. We don't know if it actually works or not. It worked for one listener. It didn't for another.
Yeah. And I still want to try the fish, too. Because I still want to say it's fish.
Nah, that's not going to work. Somebody's got to say that to you.
Are you sure that's not like maybe when you're trying to sneeze? I think it's coming back to me. When you're trying to sneeze, when you have to sneeze, then someone says something about a fish. And then
it's supposed to help you sneeze.
Yeah. And then that's why someone then referred to the listener as a witch. You guys remember now?
I think
it's
so.
Coming clearly.
Yeah.
But
wasn't this just last week?
Yes.
How is your memory so bad?
It's awful.
Don't know.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah. Is that what's going on?
Roger the contractor here. So I was listening to today's show and one thing hit me when every single time Ryan's got to do the birthday shout out. He always says, and now we interrupt the regularly scheduled show. I'm just wondering, what if you guys really randomly do the birthday shout-outs? Like, you could be just doing, like, a mystery box, and all of a sudden you guys have a timer and be like, oh, we got to stop for the birthday shout-out. And then he's just got to stop what he's doing and actually interrupt the regularly scheduled show for his Ryan birthday shout-out. I know, just a thought. Love the show. Bye.
I love it, man. In fact, I was going to set a timer on the iPhone and have it randomly go off. But we don't have a birthday shout out today.
Yeah. Oh, not today.
Oh, come on.
Not today.
We got any coming up this week that you've seen?
Yeah.
Have you looked ahead?
Yeah, there's a couple this weekend. So, yeah, there's a couple this weekend. So, Duran, you got
to. All right. So, we'll be able to test it out at some point this week. I'm pretty excited about it. Hey, remind me, because obviously here we forget a lot on the show.
True.
So, yeah.
Hey, guys. It's Corrine from the Flowery Branch area.
What's up?
Just wanted to do a toot your horn Tuesday.
I'm calling to toot my horn.
What's up, man? I just want to toot my horn.
I wanted to toot my own horn.
Tuesdays. Now, anytime you have good news, you gotta have a car horn as well. Leave us an instant voice note. Let us know about whatever it is. Maybe you got a new house. Maybe you got a new job. Love hearing your good news.
It's actually not for me. It is for my daughter, Krista, who just graduated college last week from KSU, Kennesaw State University. Go Owls! I'm in a random parking lot, so people don't think I'm crazy. Love you guys. Love the show. Can't wait to listen to tomorrow's show. Have a great day. Bye.
And again, anytime you got great news, we want to hear from you. Tell us about it. Drop us your Toot Your Horn Tuesdays throughout the entire week. We'll play them back again on Tuesdays here on the PK and DK show.
PK, do not make fun of the iPod. I have an iPod still. Unfortunately, I can't download more music to it.
Because you got an iPod.
Yeah.
What is this, 1994?
It's a little old. Yeah.
How old are the iPods? I think I just went way, way back.
I told you
2000s,
guys.
2000s, right?
You guys, I told you this in my top three things on Thursday.
This is the whole theme of the show. We forget a lot here.
But everything that I say, you guys don't remember.
I do, yeah.
Okay, then how many years ago?
How many?
Yeah, a few years ago.
Yeah, no, a little bit more than a few.
Like 10.
No.
11, 12?
10 no? plus.
That 15 means plus.
Keep going.
Well, at least 20 plus.
22.
If you really want to.
It's 20.
Yeah. 20. There you go. See, we were right there in the neighborhood.
Oh, man.
20 years. Wow.
Because I don't have a computer right now. But when I get one, I will go back to using it. I like to use it because I don't like to waste my phone battery. And I don't like to add more stuff to my phone than needed. So I like it. So, meh. Bye.
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 You know, you made some valid points there about not, you know, filling up your phone and wasting
the battery.
That's actually some good points.
Yeah.
It's that you're carrying around a brick.
Yeah, those things are very thick.
Yeah.
If you got the old one, you see the newest ones?
Which ones?
The iPod Touch new ones, like fifth generation, sixth generation.
I can't mess with those either because they look just like an iPhone. At that point,
spend
the money on getting a bigger size iPhone. Or are you really keeping music? I guess if you don't have a Spotify membership, I suppose you want your songs on your phone, or maybe you do a lot of traveling where you have to have them on your phone.
Okay,
because you don't have Wi-Fi on the plane, and it's just a pain to like log on. You're paying for all that. Then I can see why. But like for me, I that's the same thing with radio. The other day, we're in the radio, and I'm not just saying this because we used to work there. Every single station was at commercials, right?
Oh, at the same time. Yeah.
And this was the one time a week that we broke away from Spotify. I don't even remember why. I think we were doing something with the phone. I didn't connect to it. I forget why, but we're like, let's just see what's happening, right? And every station was on commercials, so we just went right back to Spotify.
Exactly.
Or Pandora or something.
Yeah.
And at that point, you're not really putting the music on your phone. It's in the cloud.
Yeah.
So as long as you have Wi-Fi.
What about, you guys remember the iPod Shuffle?
That's
what I had.
The tiny one?
I never had the actual iPod.
I
had the Shuffle,
like the little clip.
Square. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was, remember Microsoft? Didn't they come out with one?
Yeah.
Of course, I was the sucker that got it.
I got it too. It was like, was it the Zen?
Zen, yes.
Was it the Zen?
It was something like that.
Dude, I liked it.
I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Oh.
I think a lot of people didn't because Zune.
Zune. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, those things are thick.
Yeah, they were.
We might have
thick.
To end the show today, man. Our minds. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
We asked a question. I didn't think I was going to get an instant voice note or response. And that's why I love every single day we ask a random question. Some of them are way out there to where we won't get responses. This is one of those, but we did. I think my question was something to the effect of, have you ever had to hide in a closet? Listen to Ashley's instant voice note.
Hey, y'all. It's Ashley with Shansa Sketchbooks. I was just re-listening to Wednesday's podcast, and you asked, has anyone locked themselves in a closet or hid from a serial killer? And the answer is yes. So back in college, I used to do laundry at my grandma's, and she would go home. She would go to Florida the house was usually vacant. And I would go there maybe once every 2 to 3 weeks to do some laundry. One time I went there, I was doing laundry throughout the day. Then I was getting late, so I decided to just sleep there. Passed out with the TV on, and I woke up to our oven going off. And no one cooks in my family, so I knew that was a little odd. And I walked downstairs to check and see what was going on. And there was a man in my kitchen holding a knife. So I ran to the front door. We had a deadbolt that we would lock with a key from the inside. He had taken the key. I panicked, didn't know what to do. So I ran upstairs, locked myself in the bedroom, threw a bookcase against the wall. He came up. He was banging on the door, telling me to open up. At the time, I had two cell phones. I had a work cell phone and my personal cell phone. And I called the police from my personal cell phone and told them, there's a man in my house. You need to come get him. He's going to kill me. He has a knife. I don't know if he has a gun, etc. And they said, ma'am, that's your husband. So little did I know that the guy had taken my work phone and called the police and said not to come because he was my husband. So I was bleeding with them, screaming, I'm 18, I'm not married, help me. And finally they came and they had to bust down the front door. And they couldn't find him. They were in the house for at least 20 minutes. And I said, please check everywhere, check the basement. They finally went down to the basement, and behind my washer and dryer, he was sitting. And they caught him, took him to jail. He went to jail for, I think, maybe 7 years. I mean, it wasn't very long because they didn't charge him with much, just with breaking and entering, nothing else more than that. So he didn't get very many charges. I was actually notified when he got out. So super scary. Definitely lock your doors and check your window locks. I'm not so paranoid anymore. It took me a long time to get over it, but definitely one of the scariest experiences I've ever had to live through. So it was actually kind of a benefit that we never cook. My family can't cook. We don't try to cook, and nobody in my family cooks. So kind of a funny story to know that the oven went off and I was unfamiliar with that noise, thanks to the non-cooks in my family. So Bye.
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 That would, I don't know that I would ever get over that.
I couldn't either. I would hate to be alone.
Could you imagine?
Dude.
And then he called and said that now I'm the husband?
Yeah.
What a, that's a movie move.
Because then like you're always wondering like how long he's been watching you. Like know to call the police and say those certain things because he's been watching you for all that time. I mean, even when I go out.
I'll be watching you. Gonna turn the oven up a little hungry. The police. Wow, come on. That was good, right?
Sure.
Good timing. Right. Yeah. Oh, dude. Quick with these buttons over here. I would just be I would just be terrified that this guy, you know, he went the extra mile to try to God knows what. I would just be terrified.
Yeah.
I'm glad she got over that. Yeah.
Yeah. Because still to this day, when I go out to the car, I always check to make sure that no one's like hiding in the back seat.
What are you, 10?
What the hell?
What do you mean hiding in the back? Have you ever had anybody hide in the back seat?
You don't know. You leave the car unlocked sometimes, and then I go out there at like 4 in the morning, and I don't know if someone's sleeping back there. Darian checks the back of his trunk.
Only when I watch scary movies.
But you did. You did recently. Like you told us on the show that you had to check the trunk of your car. So you can't make fun of me if a grown adult man is checking his trunk.
Oh, we got two grown adult people here checking their the cars.
Yeah.
I guess it makes sense at 4 in the morning. You're right. Your reasoning actually makes a lot of sense. Because sometimes I lock the car. What do you mean I don't lock the car?
I mean, sometimes you don't. And then because we have those random cats that are the neighbors out. And so I always turn on like the porch light, the really bright light, and I flicker it on and off, on and off.
Why?
Probably 3 times because I'm OCD.
Just to scare them?
Scare anyone that's out there. And then I peek through them. Like,
meanwhile, the people across the street, because I put a really bright light bulb in there by accident. And I've just been too lazy to change it out. So I'm sure when she's doing that, it's like, woo! Just wakes up the neighborhood.
Exactly.
The cat thing, that does worry me because they do go under the car, especially in the 2 months where it's cold in Houston. Right. You know, that's when I'm really, you know, in summer.
I saw a total of three random cats, like one in the neighborhood, one a little bit further down before I got onto like a busy road, and then one in the parking lot of my other job today. Just three stray random cats. I was like, is it because it's a full moon or is something going on?
Slowly
like,
turning into a cat lady.
No, I don't want to be friends with them, but
Venus is in retrospect. What is it called?
It's Mercury in retrograde.
What
retrograde.
Say? Oh, retrograde. That's the one.
That's the wrong planet.
I don't
Mercury.
Know. What the heck do I know?
Everything wrong.
No, nothing. You just turn into Darian brain.
That's me. We got some DMs?
We do, yes. What? DK reading all your DMs.
DK reading all your DMs. Oh. DK reading. DK. I got a... Mine's an actual email. Should I save it? Or?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. It says, hey, guys, you said on your live show that Professor X sprayed for bugs in your recording room, but never asked what you guys do. Have you ever thought that maybe he thinks you do some kind of adult stuff? I'm keeping it clean for the kids. With all the curtains, microphones, cameras, etc. Also, the way that PK comes out a little strong when he answers the door, the nicknames, again, opening the doors as he approaches, messaging him personally. Maybe Professor X thinks PK and DK is trying to get him involved, or maybe he is waiting for that invite.
Oh, no.
To the quote unquote filming, LOL. Think about that. That's from Jamie.
Oh, Jamie.
I actually believe that because you always text him too. Bring the big guns. So it's not even helping your case, bro.
So you know how we have like a Facebook group for our neighborhood? And they were asking, like, pest control? And I was like, I highly recommend
Savior, Professor
ABC.
X, yeah.
Yeah. And then they just moved out, but the people who said call them, they used him too.
Oh,
they're like, he's the best. Like,
I didn't
realize they used the exact same guy. I knew the same company, but I didn't know the same person, which makes sense. He's in the neighborhood.
Oh,
but
If you didn't watch the live show over on YouTube on Friday night, so Professor X came, and we talked, I think, about it on the show. What was it, like a week and a half?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago? And he sprayed, and then they tried to come back, and I had to hit him up. I'm like, Professor, you were just here, my dude. And he was like, nah, that was for free. Dude showed up for free.
No show. No charge.
Awesome. Dude.
No charge. That's what I mean. I hope you like tipped him or left him a 5-star review.
I offered him chicken on the way out. Remember?
Oh.
I had that chicken from Kroger. I just held it up by the handle, the little paper handle that it comes with. You want some chicken, Professor? I got chicken. He's like, nah, man, I'm cool. Ilya said to get him some beer. Who doesn't like beer?
Unless you're recovering.
Unless he's recovering. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to roll that dice. You know what? I'm going to get some beer and some Diet Coke. I'm like, Professor, which one you want?
Yeah.
That's nice of you.
I think that's good.
Because it's weird. I don't know. Do you tip the exterminator? Because I never have. So if I start now,
you're gonna have to do it forever.
Yeah. You don't want to open that door. What? DK reading all your DMs. DK reading all your DMs. DK reading. DK.
This comes in from StarBlueSky91 over on Instagram. She sends me a picture of the cutest, littlest baby I've ever seen. Aww. And she writes, my niece born on Friday the 13th. By the way, that day is awesome luck in Chinese culture. Her name is Carson.
Oh.
Friday the 13th?
A Friday the 13th baby.
Are we sure it's not a child of the devil?
Oh my God, yes.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not certain, gosh. But...
And we just Friday had the 13th, you never know.
And we just had a blood moon.
Oh my God!
It's all coming together.
This is it!
You guys are insane.
Only this show, you know, you send in the most adorable picture of a baby.
I know.
Like, it's a child of the devil.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We associate it with an apocalypse.
No wonder why she just sent it to me personally, not to you guys. You guys are...
We still found a way. Okay. Hey, how about the fact that you don't want to have a kid?
What do you mean?
You were driving the other day, and I'm like, you want a baby? Baby?
Oh, the way that you talk to me sometimes is a turn off.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
That turned me on.
Thank you, my dude.
Well, good.
See?
How about you two hook up and let me know how that goes?
She was like, I'd rather have another corgi. Because we're going to the corgi
another
thing.
Another corgi? No, another dog. I want a rescue dog first before a kid.
You want a corgi, though, for a rescue dog?
I mean, if one choice becomes available.
Think about it. I don't know. Somebody said that they eat a lot of wires and stuff, and I can't have a dog that eats. My rules of dogs are you can't eat things. Because there's so many wires here.
But they're going to go through that teething phase.
If you got a puppy, but no, I'm saying like a rescue dog, like a dog that's older. Already.
So that's rule number one. Rule number two is you can't have human-sized
dookie.
You know, the dookie's got to be baby dookie.
That would be weird, cleaning up dookie like bigger than yours.
Yeah, I love a big dog. The dog we saw yesterday was the most adorable, ever. It was a polite,
nice... It was like
nice,
a white lab.
It was a big dog, yeah. But wait, you know, I can't too pick big. That up, man. I need a shovel back there or whatever. Oh, by the way, there's two huge dogs that live four houses down.
Yeah.
And they scoop up their poop and they just throw it in a bayou that you drink the water from.
Oh, God.
PK.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I saw that guy. I see that guy walking around with the shovel.
I told you guys that story twice on Friday night.
Yeah, you did. I didn't believe
you. We don't remember anything.
And I was kind of drunk.
I told you this.
Oh.
Okay, so this is the third story. Let me back out of this little place that I'm in. So what led me into the dog poop story? The nice big dog that we saw. Which brings me back to, my second rule is you can't have big dookies. You know, it can't be human size.
Yeah.
Those really are the only two rules. The third one is you got to be a cuddling dog. But that might be me. I have to take a long look in the mirror.
Oh, my God. Yes, you do. You are attached.
Well, it's not that. But dogs don't like Darian came over. He comes over, every day. But after watching Kiki, we're sitting on the couch. And then Kiki went by him.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what the hell?
And got up and walked to her. That's like a mile to me and sat down.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? Maybe I just, I don't know.
And then PK, he tries, like, after that incident happened, like, maybe 2 weeks ago, he gives her, like, treats every night before bed.
Nothing.
He's like, come on, Kiki, love me, Kiki.
Nothing.
And she's like, nah.
Imagine how awful of a human being you have to be have treats and the dog doesn't like you.
Do you scratch her in her sweet spots?
All the time.
Oh, I'm trying to figure it out. Maybe she just senses evil?
Yeah.
I don't know, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. Do you have some other DMs?
I do.
By the way, do you like that? I went three stories deep and worked my way back to DMs.
Professional
skills.
Okay, or just your ADD is kicking in.
Got you.
This is from Terry Williams. I wore my PK and DK shirt today during our neighborhood garage sale, and someone said there is a sticker like that at Valero down the road.
Yeah! Love you, Terry.
That would be me. At least it's getting noticed.
Yes!
That's kind of cool.
I know.
We had our neighbor that noticed all the stickers that I put up at the Kroger's, as Darian calls them. Have you put up one sticker yet?
I mean, yeah. Check it out. Right there, baby.
You're on your water bottle, you mother...
Hell yeah. Always be sticking.
Do you have any other DMs?
I have one.
I'm getting flustered.
I have one last one. Oh, no, this is about stickers as well. From King_Boris.
What's up, King Boris?
And he took this picture and tagged us.
It's
his podcast sticking next to our podcast. And it's like, oh, my God, that's awesome. Where was this located? Oh. And it was at a Sonic restaurant. So he was ordering food, saw our sticker, tagged us, and then that inspired him to post up his sticker.
I love that. Oh. I love that also because on those stickers, I don't think it says the name of the podcast. So he obviously
scanned it
and was like, oh, it's PK and DK. And he took the time to actually tag us on there, which I just think that just never happens. Everybody's in it for themselves. I think that's such a cool thing.
Yeah.
One more time. What's his name?
King_Boris.
We should try to get King Boris on the show and, give him a little love. I think that's amazing. And thanks to all of you for sticking. I'm bringing up the stats real quick just to see what's what. New York... The number one city that has scanned our QR codes in the last 72 hours, New York.
Crazy.
82 scans in New York City.
Cool. That's insane.
I mean, that has to be the one listener that was out there, right? There's nobody. I haven't been to New York. I've definitely not. Well, I'm kind of mad at this because I'm sticking all the time. How is Houston second?
That's true.
Y'all taking me out of my own thing. Honolulu, still 18 scans in the last 72 hours. Ashburn, 16 scans.
Where's Ashburn?
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, Alexa, where's Ashburn?
Ashburn, Virginia is a census-designated place in Virginia. Loudoun County, Virginia. It is located 51.6 miles southwest of Baltimore.
Who do we, did we even send stickers out that way?
I'm not sure.
Like, if
you're,
know how
I mean,
this...
unless you're on vacation, because a couple of people, like, they're taking their vacations or whatnot, and they're taking us with them on the road, which is awesome. So, potentially.
Seattle has 13 scans, and LA right behind that. This is just the last 72 hours, by the way. But again, I don't think, did we send any to Seattle? It's crazy where the scans happen. And the fact that New York is number one is crazy to me.
Yeah.
It's absolute, because I think one listener went to New York.
Yeah.
She must have done so much sticking.
Her and the whole fam.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's a lot of people there, but that's nuts.
Yeah. Or I wonder if it's like next to one of those other QR codes, like scan here for whatever.
Maybe that's it. Yeah. Maybe that's it.
And in our Cheers video, when you go to pkndk.com/cheers, there is one video of a couple. They are cheersing at a Kraken game. Seattle Kraken. That's the hockey team.
Oh.
So maybe they stuck around there somewhere.
Maybe, maybe. It's just, it's crazy to see. We got our new shop up, and because this is, you know, when we first started doing stickers, it was just like the logo and things, and then the QR thing really started taking off, and I feel like a lot of people now just want the QR stickers. So we have two sticker packs in our new shop, right? So you can get the one that comes with the square bear and the use your brain baby sticker and stuff for like your water bottles and stuff. So that's a sticker pack there, or you can just opt to 30 QR code stickers. It's the mini stickers, and they're actually on the way here, and we're going to start sending them out. I think we're going to get them at some point this week.
Yeah, perfect.
I ordered like 2,000 of them. So.
Wow.
You can pick those up. You can just do the QR code stickers if you'd like. If you do the other sticker pack, you'll get some QR stickers, but not as many as the 30. And as always, thank you for your support and sticking and subscribing and all the above. Match Chook time right now. And we'd love to get you involved in any of our games. In fact, what's that noise? You can win $500 on. We're going to do 5 random guesses at the end of this podcast. But for right now, match 2 to play. Go to pkdk.com. Click on the games tab. Put your info there. Duran will call you, and we'll get you on just like Ricardo, everybody.
Hey, Ricardo.
What's up?
What's up, kid?
How are ya?
How you doing?
Pretty good. Just chilling here with my boy.
Nice.
What's his name?
Alec.
Alec.
Hi. Hi.
Hey,
buddy.
What's up,
hi,
Alec?
Buddy.
How you doing?
Good.
Nice.
I have 100 trains.
100 trains?
Trains?
100?
Mm-hmm. I don't got a model.
How big is your track? Do you have a track? You got to have a track, right?
Yeah, I have two tracks.
Nice.
Okay, Alec. Okay. Yeah, talk all day.
That's like, yeah. Does he really have 100 trains?
Oh, man, I'm pretty sure if I count them all, he does.
How did he get into, liking trains?
Thomas the Train. Thomas. He just likes old toys, like old trucks, old cars. I don't know why. It's weird.
Elia, I think it's Elia that was telling me that he'd love to be a train conductor. How did he phrase it? Maybe it wasn't like he wanted to be, but he just thought it was a cool job because you're just like seeing the country and you're just, you know, traveling without really having to, you know, you're on just a straight track or where to me, my ADD would kick in. That would be the end of me. Like, I don't think I could, you know.
But you're moving and seeing different things. How would your ADD kick in?
I don't know. Unless you're in the Rockies or something. If you got the mountains, yeah, for sure. But like, the you know, the middle of the country is just flat. It's only so many cornfields you can see. What's he saying?
My sister has a boyfriend.
Oh, no! Little hussy! Mm-mm-mm. How old's your sister?
Its name is Ty.
Ty!
Dirty dog.
What do we think of Ty,
he
Ricardo?
Has two butters.
What do we think of Ty,
bro?
He's a pretty good kid.
Uh-huh.
He's down there.
How old's right. your daughter?
Yeah. How old's your daughter here?
16.
Oh, 16! Oh, boy!
Are you scared that she's dating or... I imagine you'd be,
right?
Yeah.
You have to be.
No, I'm not. Well, anytime they go out, they're around us, so...
And this Ty character.
Seems like a good kid.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, have you vetted him yet?
Yeah, have you done like, you know, does he have Instagram and all that stuff? You been watching him?
Yeah, you come through his feeds.
TikTok.
No, I haven't looked him up or anything.
Oh, I was like, we're here if you need some help.
Have you threatened him yet, just to make sure that he's, you know, on the straight and narrow? You've got to get her home by 9 p.m. or whatever?
No, they don't go out like them two together yet.
Okay.
Yeah, so everything's like family function, so.
Okay.
All right, I'd still threaten him just for the hell of it, you know? Flash a gun or two, yeah. You know?
Okay.
What? You've seen Bad Boys?
Yes, I have.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
Who the f*** you?
I'm Mr. Bennett. I'm Reggie.
What you doing here?
I came to take out Megan.
What?
I came to take out Megan.
How old are you?
I'm 15, Mr. Bennett.
Mother f***, you look 30.
Great scene, though. Great scene. All right, man. Match two. Do you want to play with Denise or Darian?
Let's go with my ninja.
Ooh. All right. He's leaving the room. He does have a win under his belt. Let's see what happens right now. We'll try to match two words. Word association is the name of the game. Siren is your first one. Give me one word comes to your mind when I say siren.
Siren. Maybe ambulance, police, fire truck. What would Ryan pick? Ambulance.
All right, I got you locked in for ambulance. Your second word is land. One word comes to your mind when I say land.
Land. Ooh.
You know what? Let me switch it up. Let me switch it up. Why not? Let's go with boyfriend.
Go opposite, girlfriend?
Yeah, that's not bad, Denise.
That's honestly what I
don't know what he'll say. It's Ryan.
Denise would have locked in. You're saying girlfriend? You would have locked that in?
I was like, that was the first thing that came to my mind. But then I remember Ryan also really loves Bieber's boyfriend.
I don't think he'll say Bieber.
You don't think so?
I don't
okay.
think so.
All right.
I mean, I could be wrong. But I
like.
I don't
but
know.
I really do like girlfriend as well.
You want to stick with girlfriend? You want to lock that in?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I can't think of anything right now.
That's pretty good, man. Let's go grab him. Let's go grab him and see what happens. By the way, what'd you pick for Siren?
I picked fire truck.
Fire truck. All right. Let's see. I picked police. So that's interesting that three different people had three different answers for that one, which initially I thought was a pretty easy one, but maybe not. There he is. Right. The champ is here.
Yes, I am here. I'm ready.
I was talking about myself, but then I realized I don't have the belt this week. So
nope.
Two words. We're going to kick it off with boyfriend.
Boyfriend. There's Ty. We just learned Ty's the boyfriend.
Gotta watch that fella.
Boyfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend, relationships, dating. But it just makes sense. I mean, we all talked about boyfriends and associated with
we'll
Ty.
Come back.
Okay.
Let's go to siren.
Police siren. Fire engine. Nope, that's fire. Men, no. Police, what was it?
Siren. What's happening
siren.
Right now?
So many words are going through my mind.
Yeah.
I forget what the initial word I'm trying to match with.
The siren.
Siren.
And I think what you were trying to say or think of was fire truck.
Fire truck.
Yeah.
Siren. Ambulance siren. Oh. Woo, 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 woo. Alarm siren. DJ siren. Oh man, police siren. Ambulance siren. Ambulance. Oh, the ambulance coming. I hear the sirens. Lock me in for ambulance!
Oh, you did it! You did it! I didn't think you were gonna get that! No chance did I think you were gonna get it.
I was gonna go with police, but I felt ambulance.
That's what I locked in. And Denise, you said?
I said fire truck.
Yeah.
Oh, so I said everything.
For the win!
Okay. Crap! What was the word?
Boyfriend.
Boyfriend. Girlfriend. Marriage. Dating. I don't think it's Ty. Dude. Okay, wait. This is to get another two-time champion win under my belt. Boyfriend.
You sure it's not Ty?
Well, I don't know. Because I was usually, when I don't guess right, I you kind of change the subject and go on to the
that's
next
not
word.
True.
Some, that's
true. Okay.
That's, oh, right. Gosh. Maybe it is Ty. Because then you guys were probably talking about it. You guys were probably saying, oh, he could say Ty because we're just talking about Ty and might associate that with the boyfriend. Or you just might say girlfriend, which is the opposite. And hell, I'm just going to say girlfriend. Lock me in for girlfriend.
For the win! Yes!
Oh my God!
Yes, sir! welcome, my dude. You're welcome. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have won. So there, that's what I do for you.
What do you mean? Why are you? It's Ryan that won for Ricardo.
Because I switched it. He was going to go with Ty the first time.
You're trying to throw him off.
Yeah, you were.
And then you're trying to get him off of it.
Yeah, you were. No. Yeah, you were trying to
play with me. You did play with me.
I flipped it the first time. He was going to lock in Ty.
He was.
You see what I do? You see what I do? Yeah, I do like to play with, you know.
You play with my emotions, man.
I do. Congrats. 2 wins under your belt this
yes!
year, man.
Yes.
Cool. Woo!
Yeah, the last one was back in April with Xavier and all the family in Hampton, Georgia.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Ricardo, where are you from?
Hampered. Close to Fresno.
Well, congratulations.
Love it, man. Yeah. Love it, bro. Congrats, congrats. We're going to get you out one of our speakers. You haven't won before with us, have you?
No, this is the first time.
Okay, cool. I just got to keep track that way, like, you know, because then we have to, if you already have a speaker, then we go to the shirts or something else, you know. But we'll get you out one of our speakers, my man. Thank you so much for, well, if you're in the Fresno area, I mean, years of support. So I can't tell you how much that means to us, man. Appreciate you.
I've been listening to you guys since the Playhouse days, so it's been a minute.
Yeah, that was, I don't even want to say the year when we went off in Fresno, so I'm going to feel old. Yeah, man, congrats. I'm going to have Ryan reach out to you as soon as we get done recording today, and we'll talk soon, buddy, all right?
Awesome. Thank you.
Anytime. Ricardo, everybody!
Congratulations!
Bye!
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 Another winner, man. Another W.
There you go.
Woo.
Oh, my goodness.
You're falling behind, girl.
I know. I think that last time that I won, it was like, I think it was like we played with mom and then we played with the daughter she was picking up from school. Right. And then I got those. So
yeah.
It wasn't like a true win.
Pity win. It was a pity win.
I had some words for you, but I remember those girls were younger, so I'm not going to say. Please.
I'm going to stop switching it up because you're right. You picked up on the fact that, like, when you don't have it right, that I switch. I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
You know, I like it when you do that.
I don't think you would have won. You definitely would have gone with Ty.
I think so, yeah.
So then I was trying to throw you off to go with Ty. You called my bullshit. That's what you did. But congrats. You ever want to play? We'd love to get you on the show. Again, pkndk.com. Click on the games tab. Go down to match 2. Fill that out, and we'll get you on. Hopefully, pretty soon, you know, because the one guy that had to wait a year last week, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
right.
Made my man wait a year.
Denise's top 3 things you need to know starts now.
And here is your first story. It is Tuesday, May 17th. The truth is out there, and we're about to all finally hear what is going on because the House Committee will hold their first public UFO hearing in over 50 years later today. Now, hear me out. The hearing, which will question 2 Pentagon experts on what they know about UFO sightings. So there apparently was a report from June of 2021. I feel like you guys talked about it last year.
Oh, yeah.
And that revealed that Navy pilots had reported 144 sightings of unidentified aerial phenomena.
144?
Since 2004. Jeez. And most, like the department actually concluded. TK, stop it.
All 4. My bad.
Anyway, we'll find out later today, and then I'll let you guys know. I don't have much to say after PK's story.
He's very angry totally at the UFO story.
He totally likes to throw me off. All right, on to story number 2. Sheriff's deputies in Nebraska are issuing criminal mischief citations to 9 kids last week after they did what?
9 kids.
Oh, I think I saw the story.
It's a new trend on TikTok.
Oh, no, I didn't see the story.
Did they go into an abandoned house and spray paint it?
No.
That's a new trend on TikTok?
I don't know. That's what I did when I was a kid.
I saw the senior prank where in Florida they got a shark and they hung it over the entrance.
Oh my God! No,
it was like a full blown shark.
No.
So now wildlife and everybody's going after, you know, trying to figure out who did it. And
oh wow!
That's the last I saw of that story. So these kids, I'm gonna say it had to have been a senior prank. No,
it's a trend inspired by the Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, busting through walls.
There you go. No.
Oh, yeah.
What's the trend?
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Go to around like 28 seconds.
This is a new story about dogs.
No, I don't understand why they put that in the beginning.
Okay.
But it's all the same story.
Okay.
He wants to see the people doing this face real consequences.
Oh, what?
They're not thinking.
Oh,
why?
My gosh.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
So they're running through a backyard fence, right?
Yeah, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Well, there's
7?
There's 9 that got citations.
Oh my gosh. They did get them?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because that sucks, man. Fences are expensive.
Yeah.
I'm all for like a good like prank or whatever, but like, you know, you're doing like some serious damage there.
And that's a good healthy fence.
I mean, because with TikTok, with these challenges, they just start going viral for dumb reasons. So this is just your reminder to not
use your brain.
Yeah, you don't need to make this trend happen. Do something for good for once, right? You don't need to be destructive to other people's property.
That's blatantly, you're destroying something. It's one thing if it was like an accident and you're doing something funny, but you're going in to just cause damage on that
Like, I still follow on Instagram ATL Scoop, and every single Sunday night,
what's
there's
up,
still donuts everywhere.
Really?
Like, huge. Yeah, and last, on Sunday night, again, broke up by police, but hundreds of people just out there like they do every single Sunday.
Plug your phone in. Let's see what's happening on ATL Scoop. What the hell, ATL, is the name of this next, you know, couple of minutes? Oh,
there it is.
Does this look familiar to you?
Where is that? Yeah. Why does that look so familiar?
Spring Street, where Dorian used to live.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It totally. Oh,
that's in your apartment.
That's so cool.
That's cool.
I mean, that's cool.
I mean, it's cool. I mean, that I used to, I know that spot around there. Like, I've been there. I walked that area.
Didn't you have like a huge brawl outside of your apartment one time with like 100 people or something?
Yeah, there was two. There was one that was like over 200 people at the, what's that place?
Atlantic Station?
No, close. Atlantic Station, you're right, yes.
What else would be? You lived there for like 2-3 years.
It slowly clicked in. But yeah, it was like over, I think over 200 people.
200 people, a brawl. That's like Anchorman
style. It was like teens,
high
right?
High schoolers, yeah.
Like they all met and was like, all right, we're just going to all meet and fight.
Yeah.
That's
pretty
crazy
much.
To me.
200 people.
Did
yeah.
you, were you ever involved in a in some massive brawl growing up?
Not like that.
No, me neither.
No, huh?
Yeah.
No, I was like, I jello wrestled once, but.
Whoa, excuse me. What?
But no.
In high school?
I did not do a brawl.
What
yeah,
the
it
hell?
Was outside of, you know, a church.
What?
Jello?
Maybe it was Vaseline wrestling. What is the other?
Vaseline?
How is that any better?
It's getting worse.
What? Please explain the story.
I mean, I don't know. It was just like a field day or something outside of church, and we all got together, and they had
what the hell?
Wrestling with petroleum jelly.
Gosh, I think you want to go to church now, don't you?
Yeah, hallelujah.
Me too.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Oh man, did I end my top three stories?
Please explain. Were you?
What?
Was this a church outing, or did the jello wrestling just happen to be in front of a church?
No, it was like there was a couple different carnival booths popped up
at the church function.
Yeah, yeah, but it was all obviously outside, summer. So yeah, you can get your like goldfish, you can get your corn dog, and then jello wrestle.
Oh wow, OG churches, man, they turn up.
Oak Grove, baby.
Wow.
Wow. You said that was it?
Oh, yeah. I'm Denise, and those are the top, I don't know, four things you need to know.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast. Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast. Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
I noticed in your notes today is Pinot Grigio Day.
Yeah,
which
delicious.
Reminded me of there was a I forget the wine manufacturer, but they had a number on the bottle that you can call with questions. You know, a lot of products have these numbers, you know?
Yeah.
And this one, I don't, I have no idea who this guy is, but this dude called up, and you'll find out why right now.
My name is Charlie. My God, it must have taken me 15 or 20 minutes to open up the bottle of wine. Whatever is going on with your cork, I don't know, but it was so frustrating, but I had to do it. Okay, now I'm at home. My number is 167. Oh, no, that's my work number. No, call me at home. 7320-61. Again, your wine probably is good. I don't even know. I haven't even tried it. It's taken me 20 minutes to open up the bottle of wine. You guys have a problem with your cork. Please call me back at my home at 320. No, God, I hate that. 320-61. Yeah, that's my home number. I'm sorry, this is so frustrating. Because I've spent, I don't know how much time trying to open up the bottle. Thank you. Bye-bye.
It reminds me of your problems with opening up wine bottles. Because didn't you say for the longest time you couldn't figure out how the wine opener worked until you saw a waiter do it and you're like, oh my God.
Dude, I was so like amazed.
Yeah.
And now I felt so stupid. I was like, oh my gosh, what an idiot.
I'm proud of myself, man. We've introduced you to wine. I don't think you drank wine before us.
No.
A lot of stuff.
I think we went to Target by your old house and then got you like two wine cups.
Oh, yeah, you guys did. And you guys got me that wine opener, which I didn't know how to use.
Oh, hey, I had a package that came in for you. It's a little gift because of everything that we had to put you through on the live show.
Uh-oh.
So I wanted to show them. What do you mean,
Anything that...
Who got you the Coca-Cola machine?
Awesome, but still.
The ant farm?
Okay, you did.
Okay.
That was good.
Well, would you give me a little respect?
Okay, I'll give you like a little. Okay. A silver of respect.
All right.
No, not silver. That's wrong.
A sliver. A sliver of respect. A sliver.
Will you grab the package that's downstairs? It's on the kitchen bar area. It just came in today.
Is it the one that Dorian brought in?
It might be. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did bring one in.
Yeah. It's a little gift that I wanted to get you. I don't understand why.
I think like the pranks outweigh the niceness.
Yeah,
so that's
but you know, you gotta say I'm catching up to the niceness, you know? I'm doing more and more nice things.
But I'm not gonna let you catch me off guard.
Okay, well, I'm not catching you off guard, but there you go.
Okay.
I think that you and Bryson are gonna really enjoy this, so.
Why is there holes in this?
I have no idea.
Is there something alive in here?
I don't think so. Would they FedEx something that's alive?
That's how the ants were alive. And they FedExed it?
Yeah, you're right. I guess they would. But there wasn't boxes all over them. Wouldn't you think they would come out?
That's true.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's like some kind of like breathing hole. Oh my gosh, these boxes.
Today, Junior.
This one is like, they're using like rat
there you go,
trap
just drop
tape.
The.
Is that another water bottle down there?
No, he just dropped, oh my God, he dropped the bong gong dong thing on a water bottle. This is not a trash can.
Sorry. I forget things like when they fall in your desk between here. I don't even realize it.
Yeah, well, I can tell because there's like, you know, last time I was down there, I heard like four or five water bottles.
Oh, my God.
So this, again, is a gift from PK.
What are you doing?
I'm
just pull it out. It's not that bad. Hurry up. We got to do the show here.
I'm pulling out.
What happened?
What?
It freaking says mealworms. I don't want mealworms.
I had more come.
That is just scary looking at it.
What's that?
I see the silhouette of the worms.
What's up with Uncle Jim?
I don't know, but Uncle Jim said he'd get his mealworms here within like 2 days or something. And, you know, it took like a week.
He has a thick neck. Look at that thing.
What are you doing? Just
you
open. There's a zipper, man.
Oh, God.
What happened?
Oh, I hold my, my phone's flashlight to the bag to see the silhouette of the worms. And I saw it and it freaked me out. That's scary. I'm going to do that again and show the camera. Right. Oh my god. Are you seeing this?
I'm seeing it.
Are you seeing all that?
Yeah.
Ah! Oh! Sorry. Some fell on the table and on the floor.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know how to get it out.
I
don't know how to get it out.
No, you gotta see, because you're banging it around. Now I gotta have mealworms in here.
Back in the box. I see one right here trying to make an escape.
Well, zip it up.
I'm gonna cut off its head. I can't do it.
You gotta figure that out, bro. He's I'm gonna have mealworms in here. Oh, I think they hatch into bugs.
His head, he stuck his head back in.
Yeah, close it
up. No, he didn't. Stuck it back out.
There it goes.
Okay, there.
Okay, what are you going to do with the one that's on the counter? You got to put that bag in the bag or something.
He lives there now. I ain't going to touch it.
Well, I'm not touching it, and I do not want mealworms crawling around our studio.
Yeah, I was told that mealworms turn into beetles.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turn into beetles?
Yeah.
Hold crap, you're going to have a lot of beetles here. I don't want to.
There's one on your shorts that's getting around.
God.
It looked like the same size as the mealworm.
That was a joke.
God. Okay.
Oh. Will you follow him outside? And you got to let these go because we already had the mealworm mystery box on the live show.
It's going to be like hundreds of thousands of mealworms in the backyard.
Technically only 2,000. It's 2,000 bags.
2,000? Oh my gosh.
But you got to go. You got to let them go.
Okay.
Okay, so just jump on the phone and then I'll call you with my phone.
Where do I put them close to
the
bayou?
You got to put it in the bayou. I think you got to put it in the bayou.
Yeah, the same bayou that you drink from.
They can't. Ew. I mean, yeah, I did. they can't swim, can they?
I don't know, but I want to give them a fighting chance. I'm like, I don't want to just throw them away or something.
I'm going to put them like 5 feet away from the bayou.
Also, happy to report that the mealworms we used in the mystery box survived the night, so I let them all go.
Oh, dang,
just buying mealworms and letting them go. I wish these would have came, man. Could you imagine how many we would have had? We would have had 4,000 mealworms.
That's extreme, man.
All right, well, you got to go let them go. And don't just toss the bag in there. You got to open it up and let them go.
Okay, I'll dump them.
Okay. Oh, Jesus, look at that. It's a horror. It looks like a horror movie right here in the bag. God, Uncle Jim is weird.
Look at Jim. All right, to be determined.
Continued, I think. To be determined.
What are mealworms for?
I don't know. I have no idea. I guess we can call up Uncle Jim.
Wait. Mealworms. Are they a meal for somebody?
Yeah, they're a meal for other pets.
Oh, like lizards? Wow.
So really what we're doing is we're rescuing them. What happened?
Oh, I ran into a spider web.
You think it's on you somewhere?
It was. I felt like it was just one strand that went across my face. Are you
talking to him?
Yeah.
Okay, we are.
What's the matter now?
I keep running into something. I'm scared. I think these mealworms got me all scared.
Paranoid?
Yeah.
Somebody drop us an instant voice note. I guess I could just ask Alexa or something, but, it's always fun hearing from y'all. What do they turn into?
There's a duck with these tiny, tiny, tiny ducklings.
They probably...
Oh, hey, it's a mom and dad. It's a mom and dad with, like, 7 babies.
That's so adorable.
Okay, well...
Oh, dude, I've never seen a duck family before.
Feed the ducks with the mealworms.
Oh, no, is he coming to attack you?
Dude,
He probably smells the mealworms.
Oh, yeah, they'll probably eat this. Okay,
yeah. Feed the ducks. We just went from a rescue mission to just serving up the mealworms as lunch.
I'll put them in this dirt spot. All right, opening the bag. It looks like. Oh my gosh!
What are y'all? What's happening?
Dude, there's too many wildlife back here.
What happened now?
There's bushes moving next to us. Moving.
That could have been me. I might have just stepped on it.
Oh my god! Never mind. Denise stepped on a branch and it moved a whole bunch of bushes. Oh my gosh! Whoa!
What do you see?
It's coming out like a liquid, right? But it's a liquid of worms.
Oh.
And they're just spilling. They're just spilling into the bayou. Not into the bayou, but down towards the bayou. It looks like a slow-moving lava, but of mealworms.
Oh.
I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of in a trance right now. I can't stop staring at it. It looks like liquid moving. Straight up, just worms. Like a slow-moving slime, but of just worms.
Dude, you're a saint. They probably think you're a god.
Oh my god, they're still falling out of the bag. I gotta shake the bag. Man, there's a lot more coming out. Holy crap. Okay, I think that's it. The mealworms are set free.
Come on back, buddy.
Wow.
So the two ducks are like protecting it. They're little babies.
Oh.
How did you not put that together?
Oh, I don't know. It's, oh man, you need to come down here with the camera and catch a picture of them.
There's always something down there, man. There's the swans, there's the ducks, we've seen hawks. I mean, you name it, we've seen the owls.
Yeah.
Now dude. There's a, you know, colony of mealworms.
The trash can it goes. Yeah.
That's my biggest thing with doing anything that's live in the mystery box. I always think to myself, because I wanted to do a bunny, but I'm like, what do I do with the bunny after? You just let it go in the wild? I'd feel too bad, you know? Like even the crawfish or when we did the lobster, like, got to let these creatures go. Got to let them go. Biggest issue with doing live stuff in the mystery box is what do you do with the items after? Good job, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
You sweating, kid. You sweating.
Yeah, dude, it's hot out there. And then plus you feel like everything's out there to get you.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff out there.
You have the creepy crawlies all over you.
Last time I was out there, I had a bee that was just following me around, just wouldn't let me go.
Oh, see, that's scary.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mess with that.
What's that noise?
All right, let's bring it home. 5 guesses right now. What's that noise? We're $500 to make your guess. 1 per person every 24 hours. That's the noise. All right, what you got?
Kelly with clicking the View Master tab.
That isn't, what's a ViewMaster tab?
Oh, it's like a really old school thing, a ViewMaster.
Oh!
Like the red thing from back in the day?
Yeah, yeah, okay. That is a great guess. Unfortunately, incorrect. Guess number what, Denise?
352.
Leslie, flicking the metal piece of an egg slicer.
That is incorrect.
Guess 353.
Jeremy, stapler.
We've gotten that a bunch of times.
Guess 354.
Ashley, please, for the love of God, give up on this noise. It's too effing hard.
We've seen the right answer submitted. It's just a matter of time now, I'm telling you. Do we count that as a guess? I mean, we have to, right? You randomly pulled it out.
I pulled it out, yeah.
That's got, yeah.
What's that noise?
Guess 355.
Jerry with hand tally to count laps.
Oh, you know, like the little silver thing?
I seen it in somebody, movies.
Yeah,
with the gym teacher.
You never seen, like, or at the club? I've seen some bouncers have it.
Click, click, click.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I know. A number counter.
A number counter, yeah.
And final guess for today, 356.
Oh, okay.
Actually, to be honest, that was the last guess, the hand tally.
Okay.
I can't count. Maybe I need that to count how many guesses is 5.
You were like, oh, okay. I only pulled out 5. Yeah. All right, submit your guesses 1 every 24 hours until we get a winner. We pull out 5 randomly throughout the show, and somebody's going to get $500 one more time for this noise. It's What's That Noise only here on the PK and DK show. All right, now, final thought time. What is it today? Is it that you're going to do the road trip app, or what are you doing?
Yeah, since, you know, summer's around the corner.
Yeah.
Actually, it feels like it's here now, especially here in Texas.
Yeah, I can see it on your forehead.
Yeah, I'm sweating.
Oh, man.
So I found this. First, I found the website. It's called Road Trippers. It could be .com, could be .org, it could be .something. I didn't catch that part.
Organize your road trip plans?
Yeah, and so reason why I went to the website.
Hold on, so is it .com or what is it?
.com.
Is it .com?
Yeah. How do you not know that? If you're going to do a segment and you're at the website, why not just look to see if it's a .com, .org, .whatever scam?
Because you go to the website, right?
Yeah.
Eventually, it's going to tell you to download the damn app. So you got to go to their app.
Okay.
It's called...
So why did I just go to the website?
Because you could do both, kind of. You know, it's kind of cool for people that don't have phones or download apps.
What's the app?
It's called Road Trippers. Road Trippers. One word. And what it is, it's so cool. It already has, like, preloaded, like, road trips that you could do.
Okay, great.
How did you mess that part up?
Yeah. From the Road Trip app. Or if you are going to, like, drive to, like, I don't know, wherever, a different city or state.
So say we're driving from Houston to Atlanta. It's going to tell you all the cool spots off the beaten path.
Exactly. And
that's,
you could, like,
awesome.
You could say, like, oh, I want to know the nightclubs. Boom, you select that one. Or I want to know where to eat. Boom, you select that one. Or stay, sleep.
Oh.
So it has all these different functions that will tell you everything around you on the way there.
That's pretty awesome. Where did you find, let me guess, TikTok?
I honestly don't remember where I found this.
This one just came to you in a dream?
Actually, no, TikTok.
TikTok.
Definitely,
yeah.
TikTok. Yeah.
This guy. This guy. All right, road trippers. If you guys are going to do like a, you know, a little family getaway or just, you know, one of our favorite road trips that we did is on our YouTube channel. It was down to Terlinga. We've talked about it like 1,000 times. But on the way, we used a bootleg version of this. Did we use an app or was it just like Ilya would look at the road markers?
I think he would just look at the markers.
Just the markers. Yeah. And then we would pull over and check out, you know, a few things here and there. A lot of fun, though. So definitely let us know, too, if you go on a road trip. We'd love to go along with you in spirit. Maybe we can check in with you and find out where you're at, what's been cool, what stuff you would, you know, tell people to avoid. And as I'm telling you all this, it just occurred to me that gas prices are like, you know, $12 a gallon. God. So nobody's going on a road trip. So never mind.
I mean, if you're trying to go somewhere, I think that you're doing more of a road trip than flights right now, because flights are just
expensive too.
They're double the price. Damn. Yeah.
What's more expensive? Flights, gas prices, baby food.
Oh.
How is baby food on this list?
The baby formula, right?
Baby gotta eat. Come on.
It's crazy.
The formula is already like so expensive.
Yeah. And now you can't find it.
How do babies work? Can you just use a Vitamix? Put some water in there and just baby gets, you know, a Carl's Jr.'s cheeseburger or something.
I don't know about a cheeseburger.
A Big Star or something. What are they called? I haven't been there for a minute.
Oh, Carl's Jr.?
Yeah.
No, I mean, with formula, it has all of like different nutrients and vitamins and everything.
Yeah, it's true.
That the baby needs to grow up.
Maybe some whey protein. Whey protein with some carrots and apple. Blend that up. Boom. There you go.
What's that stuff you're, creatine, a little creatine, get the baby, you know, get the baby cut?
Yeah.
Your baby look like The Rock.
I just saw a story, though, like a little update, because it does say Abbott said it can restart its Sturgis, Michigan plant within 2 weeks, subject to FDA approval. However, it still will take 6 to 8 weeks from the start of production for formula to arrive back on store shelves.
See, that's my problem with government stuff. You know, like, you know, this is a thing. Why is it taking so long?
Yeah.
Get some extra people in there and turn it around. Like, let's go. Like, what does it take? How long has it been shut down?
Yeah, how long has the shortage been going on? Because I've only recently seen it in the last, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But just more recently, like, in the last 2 days that it's on every single
This plant's been shut down for a minute. What the
I didn't even notice. Dude, I didn't know that.
They probably knew this a long time ago that it's going to go down, right?
Yeah. Well, it says,
I don't know, because I think they had an outbreak or something, right?
No, is that what happened? It says baby formula shortage began in November when about 11% of popular brands were out of stock. And then as of May 8th, 43% was sold out.
My point is, if you know there's a shortage that started and stuff goes down, you got to call everybody in. Let's go. You know, but with government, you get just so much red tape.
Yeah, and you're right. It was a recall from earlier this year that plant was shut down.
Get in there. Clean that up.
Yeah.
Remember when Bluebell had a recall?
Oh, that's,
I think some people died or something, but they shut that down and opened it back up on a weekend.
Wasn't it like Listeria or something?
They had something serious in there. They cleaned that and boom, got Bluebell back and your boy's still eating Bluebell.
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, I don't think it was a weekend. I don't know how long it was, but I definitely don't think it's been this long.
Yeah.
It was months. Months it said that it was linked to 10 Listeria cases in 4 different states, including 3 deaths in Kansas.
Dang. Oh, maybe. I guess it does take a long time to clean a factory.
Huh. Yeah.
All right. With that said, you're not going to get Listeria from any of our products. They're available online at pkdk.com. You click that.
It's a stretch.
You click that merch tab. Boom.
That's a good plug there.
Thank you, my man. That's what I do. Our beanies, I did add the beanies, and they're low stock on that. So the beanies are almost sold out. I don't know who's going to be buying a beanie now because it's summer.
Well,
but I guess for winter.
I was going to say, I was checking temperatures and talking to my parents. They're in Portland, and they're like, it's still like in the 50s. I think next week it will be like high 60s, but still rain.
Oh.
So they're available is what I'm saying. Yeah. There's still some of our first DVDs that are on there. Let's see how many. I think, what was it yesterday? 8? Yeah, we're still at 8 on that. So, and again, when those are gone, they're done-ski. Definitely check out our merch tab. And if you have like an idea or suggestion of something for us to do or put up there or put the logos on, let us know. We'll make it happen. The sponsorship tab. I know we got to do a deep dive on this, but you know the commercials that we do that are always fun with Derine? That's on there. And if you do end up buying one of those for your business, we send you, and there's actually an option for a video as well, but we send that to you so then you can use that anywhere else if you'd like. But it also airs here 5 times, so that's in the price included right there. We have sponsorship tabs, so I don't know. Maybe you work at a company that wants to advertise, or you know somebody, or maybe you have a podcast, you want to advertise your podcast, whatever, an event. It's all all online, and it's under the sponsorship tab, and every penny on that goes right back into the show. So we definitely would appreciate any help. So maybe you know somebody that's doing some advertising. Definitely check that out, or the merch, or the subscriptions. Thank you so much. I want to start doing some more subscription-only audio for y'all. Hopefully you enjoyed Jerry's story yesterday. It was a little much, probably, for some, but, you know, subscription audio. So to get our subscriptions, oh, and Apple just came out with some new features for subscribers
as
well.
Oh, they did? Wow. Like,
yeah,
what? Do you know?
I didn't read the article.
Okay, well, maybe tomorrow we'll have an update.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll review an update tomorrow.
But for right now, if you want to subscribe to the show and you have the Apple Podcast app, just hit that button, bam. And if not, maybe you listen through Spotify or something, you can online at pkanddk.com, where I'm working on that as well, because I want to add a lot more videos. The live video is on pkanddk.com, but you have to go there on a computer and you'll see it on the right. If you're on a mobile device, to find our live show, if you want to watch a little replay for that, just head over to our YouTube channel, which is, again, the same name, PK and DK. With that said, thank you to Julie B and Ken and Heather and Janet and Charlene and Damien, who all dropped some love slaps on us this month. So thank you for your support. Thank you to Ernesto. Thank you to Bethany, to Janet, Modesto, and Zenobia, who all got our sticker pack. Again, you have no idea how much that is helping support all the back end of everything that we're doing here. So I really appreciate you guys. New subscribers, Matthew. What's up, Matthew? Hey, Zeus. We got Brian. We got Jessica. And we got Carol.
Hey. Woo! Welcome, welcome. Thank you, guys.
New subscribers so this month. So a lot of stuff is happening. We've got to drop the Atlanta dates. We've got to talk about all that stuff. We'll do it tomorrow. But don't forget, this Sunday, we're going to be hanging out at Park Tavern at 6 p.m. So come by and say what's up. Until tomorrow, y'all, have an amazing Toot Your Horn Tuesday. Bye.
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 And the podcast replays on. No matter my metro, take them on the go. Atlanta to Fresno, to the Gulf of Mexico.
Hope everybody had a good run of life. I love you guys. That's the end of the story.
PK's podcast show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com. And live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.